You know, it's evident that all of us only have one life to live. So what am I going to do with that? And am I going to maximize it? Am I really going to try to actualize all my potential? So join us today. We're going to have a good time ending up talking about this. So welcome to All Things Apostolic here on August the 26th, 2024. We're glad that you stopped by today. We hope you'll stay for a few minutes and we'll talk about some things that are really important. We try to always talk about things that are important, even if it's just news reports, because they're important. Why? Because what we talk about is the kingdom of God and it's the only eternal kingdom in the world. And there has never been another eternal kingdom. The purposes of God are to establish the kingdom of God in the earth as it is in heaven. And of course, Jesus taught us that in Matthew chapter 6 when he taught us how to pray and we got what we call the Lord's Prayer. He said, you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So how heaven operates in its kingdom is how God intends for earth to operate, and it will operate at some future time. So this is a great Monday. I love fall. I love every season of the year, but I love fall. I think spring and fall are probably my favorites. And this is a we're not to fall yet, but we're falling that that direction, and everything is just cooling off a little bit. Things are getting better. We had great church yesterday. What kind of church did you have yesterday? I hope you had great church wherever you're at, and that the Holy Ghost fell and good things happened. I was at an ITW last week in Mexico. That's an intensive training week of Hope Corps. My, what a good time we had. The evangelism day, the day that the students actually were on the streets, produced fruit, and three or four or five, maybe six people received the Holy Ghost during the intensive training week in the local church there in Rosarito, Mexico. And what a great time that we had. This was the first time we've had one in Mexico. We've had them in Italy and Norway. We've had them in the Philippines. We've had them one place in America, two places in America. We had them in Roatan, which is Honduras, and some other places. But anyway, this was the first time in Mexico, and it was a great success. So we're excited about that and look forward to some greater reports as Hope Corps continues to grow and thrive and become the powerful force among young people that the foundation is already laid for. So we thank God. Yesterday at our local church was All Nations Sunday. All Nations Sunday. We do this every year. And on All Nations Sunday, we only have one service. It's at 5 p.m. It's still light outside. And it consists of a wonderful Holy Ghost concert with the choir and special singing and people that are just give themselves over to that aspect of the kingdom of God and worship and the music. It was over the top. It was over the top. And when we started, it looked like there wasn't going to be a full house. But within about 20 minutes, people just came in. It looked like it's coming in from everywhere. And the house was full. Somebody said they only saw about 5 empty seats. Somebody else told me that the most in the house they thought was maybe 10 empty seats in the whole house. And so I don't know exactly how many was there, probably around 2,000. But next year we'll have more room to accommodate more people. If we make more room, they will come to this event. There were hundreds of guests there, and scores of them were first-time guests. And they enjoyed it, and of course we pass out cards, and of course at this concert we announce the next two or three things that are happening. One thing is Manifest tomorrow night. So all those people can come back. Manifest, manna, food from heaven. Fest is a festive time. So before service on Tuesday night from 5 o'clock till about 7 o'clock or 6:45, whatever, they serve a full meal in Mary Hall. And it's a hot, wonderful meal. It's free. Saints bring their friends. People can come. They don't have to pay anything. So we announce it at All Nations Sunday, and then a number of them will come back on Tuesday night for that. And then I think Tuesday night service is also back-to-school prayer for all of our people that are going back to school on any level. So that's a great thing. And then, of course, they announce the Christmas. We always have a Christmas deal, and it's also great. Many people come and enjoy it. So we thank God, but we thank God mainly because this is leading people to an understanding of Jesus Christ. And we do believe that the kingdom of God is a party. If you look in the book of Luke, you will find Jesus eating over and over and over. And theologians tells us that that is intended to convey the idea of the messianic kingdom, when people will, when it will be filled with peace and with setting together, and eating together and experiencing the wonderful togetherness that comes around the table, and that this is intended to convey to us what it's going to be like after the return of Jesus Christ at his second coming, at his revelation of himself. So this is just good stuff. I have a neighbor that the other days, last week, just two or three days ago, that told me, said, we've made a lot of excuses not coming to the Rock Church. But there was a woman, she said, but my husband said the other day, he said, if I am not going to be a Buddhist, I think I'm going to the Rock Church because it seems like they just enjoy everything. And they have fun besides whatever else they're doing. So, and that's true, because living for God's a wonderful thing. So anyway, these are good things that are happening. We're excited. We're excited about what is going on. Also, right here at Wilson University, I want to make mention of this. We are in the process of a presidential search to find a new president, and this will be voted on September 16th by the Board of Directors of Wilson University, the whatever choice the Presidential Search Committee makes, and then it goes through another committee, and that committee is on the board of the school, and they make a recommendation to the board. The board votes on it. Then the new president's identity will be announced at Challenge Week, which is in Birmingham, Alabama, and it's the graduation of all the Hope Corps students, which are also Wilson University students, and the Wilson University students from degree programs. All of that, there's there at New Life Church in Birmingham, pastored by Stephen Collins, will be the graduation and will be Challenge Week. Challenge Week is a tremendous time. You don't want to miss it. I think you can just go to challengeweek.com and sign up. It's going to be incredible. Anyway, at Challenge Week, probably at the gala, there's a tremendous time that we gather, a wonderful meal, a first class, formal or at least semi-formal occasion. Last year, it was sold out. It was oversold. It was packed out and overfull. And so this year we're going to have a great time there. And in the gala, while we're having a great time, we're going to, the announcement will be made of the new president of Wilson University. So things are moving forward, and we're glad for that. We thank God for that. I have a good report that's just really, that I love. A few years ago, a young couple in our church had a baby, and they named the baby Nathaniel. And they are precious saints in the church, and so they named Nathaniel after myself. And Nathaniel Goward is his last name. Nathaniel is a precocious kid with wonderful parents. And so, I don't know, he must have been 9 or 10 years old. He opened a company, a real company, selling suits for children. And he had the coolest suits for children that you've ever seen. And he dresses up. He looks like Dapper Dan, really Dapper Nathaniel. And that was about 4 years ago, I think, that he opened that company. But but since then, he's continued. He's very faithful and very conscientious about the Lord. And he felt the call to preach. So for the last probably two years, since he's probably 11 or 12, maybe 11, I think, he felt called to preach. And so he started preaching. And he is, last week, and I think part of this week, he is in Fiji, which is about as far, it's a 15-hour plane trip, as I remember. I've done it only once, but it's a long, long trip to Fiji, which is kind of down under, near Australia, down below Asia. But anyway, the Fijian Islands, they are absolutely beautiful. And the people in Fiji are like big and strong people, wonderful people. And we have Fijians in our church. We have some Fijians in our church that trained for 2 or 3 years. And I'm talking about mature adults, and went to Fiji and started churches. And they are doing so good. And so they had Nathaniel come over and preach a revival there in Fiji. He's now 13 years old. And Tim got the Holy Ghost this last week in the revival that he's preaching. And I don't know if it's over yet or not, but it may still be going on. But it's a tremendous thing. And so they sent me pictures of Nathaniel preaching there, little deal where I could actually hear him preaching a little bit. It's just a great story. So I got to thinking about that. So what's going to happen with Nathaniel? Well, child prodigies, sometimes you look at later in life and you wonder, how did they turn out? So how's this going to go? Well, while I listened to him preaching, he was doing good evangelistic preaching. He wasn't just up there frothing around. He was actually preaching. He was methodical. He was careful. He was preaching things that had been prayed through and thought through. And it was purely evangelistic preaching. And for a 13-year-old, it was remarkable. But I thought about this. I thought about, where will he go? Well, I would guess Nathaniel will, at some point, when he gets at the 11th grade, that he will probably do dual enrollment in high school with Wilson University. Good chance that that's what will happen. And meaning that when he gets out of high school, dual enrollment means for every English class you take in high school, it also counts in college with Wilson University. For every history class, it also counts in college. For every whatever science class, it also counts in college. So dual enrollment means you get double credit. A student gets double credit. So Wilson University now has that option. If you're interested, go to wilsonuniversity.edu and find out more about it. But it's and so he'll probably do that. when he does that, his whole education is going to reorient towards a worldview that is biblical and apostolic and Pentecostal. And when that happens, he's going to want to go further, because there's nothing as entrancing as the Bible once you get into it. And so I think that he will probably receive his ministerial training from right here at Wilson University, and will constantly become a stronger, mature preacher that's not only preaching evangelistic, but that can lead people, and that can guide people, and can pastor people. And so we don't want him to be a pastor for 20 years, but really it's just 1 year 20 times. We don't want him to be a pastor that doesn't know anything about, or that just has a surface understanding of theology and the doctrine of God, and a very surface understanding of salvation and of what it means to live for God, and a very surface understanding of the kingdom of God, and a very surface understanding of the future and of last things. This is what happens when people don't have a teacher. They've got enough that they can provide people the message of salvation and give them enough practical guidance as a pastor that they can survive. But we don't want our people surviving. We don't want God's people surviving. We want God's people thriving. And so, of course, I ask the question, what about your ministry? How much do you know about this? Do you even know anything about the Old Testament prophets and how that fits with the New Testament? Do you know anything? The incredible unity in the book of 1 Samuel of all the stories and how they come together. And the hundreds of things in the book of Genesis that are profound. Genesis, where we get genetic, where we get genes, like genes that make up a human's composition of their body. So it's the beginning of all things. And what about even books like Leviticus that look so dry and boring? But when you get into it, you find out that one of the main things in the book of Leviticus, more than any other book, is probably that God calls his people. On and on it goes. And like eschatology, the study of last things, which comes from the word eschaton, the end, eschaton, the end. And so what is it? It's the end of this age. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the universe. It's not the end of nations, but it's the end of this age. And then what happens to those nations after the end of this age? What succeeds after the end of this age? All of those things are things people want to know. All of those things are discussed in Scripture and hundreds of other things. And so I would encourage you today, you're never too old. My oldest student in the classes that I teach on the graduate level leadership certificate program, the oldest student I think I had was 82 and was an incredible student and loved every minute of it, and is a bishop in a church. And he told me the other day, he said, I would wish I could come back, take some more classes. He said, I've been thinking about it. And he's now 90. And so it's never too late. It's never too late. Why not? You've only got one life to live. Let's do it together. God bless you.